are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Everything is up and running and ready to go and lubricated and WD-40'd and everything is all perfect. Everything is working now. We got our phone lines working at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We got the computers up and running. Everything looks good. GCN, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Everybody at the Dr. Dahlia Studios is also very grateful for you all listening to the show. And yeah, there's a lot of us here. See, everybody's here. Go, hi, 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 hi. Yeah, you hear all those people? Yeah, big thanks to Donovan is working the dials and has been just getting through a pretty interesting show this evening. All right, so we got a lot to talk about, but I want to go right to the phone line. Well, not to the phone lines. I don't think we have any calls yet, but let me give you our number, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Brandon from Ocala. Well, we were just talking about Ocala, Florida. Brandon from Ocala writes, Doctor, both my mother and father have high blood pressure. I don't, but I'm 35. What should I be doing to prevent getting high blood pressure? Oh, that's a good one. Change your parents. If both your mother and father have high blood pressure, you're doomed. Yeah. Yeah, change your parents. Piece of cake. All right, next question. No, no, no. Well, here's the thing. Okay, number one, keep your weight down. Okay, if you keep your weight down, that's going to help. Number two, of course, avoid, you know, alcohol, avoid caffeine. Make sure you're on a low-salt diet. You know, make sure you're taking care of yourself. Make sure you're exercising. I would every now and then check your blood pressure, though, okay? Because there is a chance that you may be receiving some of their genetics, and we've talked extensively about how blood pressure may not always be due to somebody's height and weight or, you know, environmental type issues. You know, many times with blood pressure, it could be, you know, the kidneys giving off that hormone cascade, that angiotensin renin system. And with that, sometimes it really doesn't matter what your weight is, you're going to get it. I have very slim people with high blood pressure. But for the most part, yeah, those are things you need to do. Cut back on your blood pressure. Cut back on your blood pressure. Lower your blood pressure. That's what you do. You lower your blood pressure. No, cut back on alcohol. Cut back on caffeine. Cut back on salt. Make sure you're eating pretty regular meals. Make sure you're eating healthy meals. Fish oil, vegetables. I still believe a lot of nutrition can help decrease your blood pressure. I think they even said vitamin D helps decrease your blood pressure. Make sure you have a good active lifestyle, keeping that weight down. Make sure you don't get diabetes. Make sure you don't get high cholesterol. Hardening of the arteries could cause stiffening of the arteries, and stiffening of the arteries could raise your blood pressure. Maybe check in with a cardiologist every once in a while once you turn 40. And just, you know, watch how things go. But I feel for some of you guys, because some of you, you do everything right. Everything right. I see it. And I have to say your blood pressure is high. And you're like, no, well, I don't want to be on a medicine, doc. Don't put me on a medicine. And many of you think being put on a medicine is a sign of failure. That if the doctor puts you on a medicine, it means you failed and we're never going to try again. No, trust me, with all my blood pressure patients, I am always thinking about, well, can I maybe take them off? Same thing with my cholesterol patients. You know, sometimes I'm like, is there any way I can start taking people off their cholesterol medicine or lowering the dose? But remember, keep in mind, okay, if there was something you did environmentally to give you high cholesterol or to give you diabetes or to give you high blood pressure, for example, if you, let's say, are an alcoholic and you drink alcohol profusely throughout the day and then you decide to go dry, I can't tell you how many of my patients who turn dry end up improving and not becoming diabetic, or their blood pressure improves. Sometimes not, but sometimes yes. Same thing with obesity. If obesity was the cause of your diabetes, you know, we hear these stories all the time, these studies saying gastric bypass, a lap band, a gastric sleeve could cure diabetes. These people are off their diabetic medications as they walk out of the hospital after having the surgery. Well, yeah, sometimes that's true. If the weight loss and the inability to eat certain quantities of food lower your blood sugar, yes. But that would mean the reason why you were diabetic is because you were eating big meals and you were eating high quantities of food, or because of your obesity. But if you're only 110 pounds as a woman or 150 pounds as a male, right? And you're 6 feet tall, you know, and you're a diabetic, it's probably not your weight. Okay, see, you know, same thing with like high blood pressure. If let's say you like your stimulants and you like having some cocaine every now and then, right, and you don't tell the doctor. So the doctor sees your heart rate up, the blood, you know, they're going to put you on the blood pressure medicine. You decide to stop and, or you stop the diet pills or the stimulants and your blood pressure returns to normal, then you're not going to need the blood pressure medicine. So like I said, if something environmentally is putting you in that position, let's say eating bacon cheeseburgers three times a day and your cholesterol's up and then you stop that, then no, you're not going to need the medicine for life, because if you take away the environmental factor that's making you that way and you return to normal, then there's no need for medicine. But if you're doing everything right, you're not a bacon cheeseburger eating cotton candy couch potato type of person, you're active, you're exercising, you're drinking plenty of fluids, you're eating your fish, you're eating your vegetables, you're watching your weight, and you still have high blood pressure or diabetes, you know, and there's nothing more environmentally you could do, then yeah, there's a chance it's genetic. Now, have I seen some people just all of a sudden overcome their blood pressure or their diabetes? I have. Not to scare you, but with my diabetics, sometimes when all of a sudden they're not diabetic anymore, I look for cancer. I mean, if nothing changed with their weight, nothing changed, I look. Because why? Well, cancer is hypermetabolic, and it likes to burn up a lot of sugar. All right? I think I've only had one patient my whole life that just all of a sudden really wasn't diabetic anymore. I was like, wow. All right? That was one, and, you know, we didn't find anything, and I still keep my eye on them. All right? Two people with blood pressure. I'm like, wow, your blood pressure's normal. You know, and they're like, well, I had a stressful time. There was a lot of issues going on. We had a death of the family. I'm like, all right, I get you. But for the most part, you know, because for a doctor to diagnose you with high blood pressure, they've already seen you a couple times. I mean, unless if you walk into the doctor's office 180 over 110, we're not going to mess with it. You got a problem. If you're spiking that high, you have a problem. But here's the thing. For my Brandon here, my recommendation is if both your parents are hypertensive, you don't have high blood pressure yet, check your blood pressure three times a day at home. We all should be doing that anyway. And if you are spiking, you know, as soon as you start to spike, you let the doctor know. Because we don't want you for long, you know, long-term having high blood pressure before you start getting treated. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's 1 dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show on this lovely Friday evening. What is it, Cuatro de Mayo? Mañana es Cinco de Mayo. Ah, felicidades, felicidades. Yes, Cinco de Mayo is tomorrow, so Cuatro de Mayo. I'm having a bunch of medical students, pre-med students. I'm going to have some pre-med students over. I'm going to, you know, talk to them about, I just thought it'd be a great idea to have them come to the house. I always go to UNLV to talk to students, so I figured let's have some UNLV students at the house. And I don't think they're going to be like real hard partiers. I think kids are different. You know, when we were, you know, in the 80s and 90s, I mean, we really knew how to rip a house up. I think these guys are going to be okay, you know, especially since I invited their instructor over. You know, Dr. Nika is going to be there. So, well, I think we'll keep an eye on everybody, you know, make sure there's no drinking. And that always helps. I got some soda pop. It'll be some nice, clean fun. You know, and now, you know, just talk to them, kind of tell them what it's like to be a doctor and why I'm not leaving medicine, but why here I am doing a career in radio after all those years and money doing medicine. Can you blame me? Can you? But so for those of you celebrating tomorrow, Feliz Cinco de Mayo. Todos los personas y muchachos. Y muchachos. All right, so they say, what's going on here for Friday nights? They say, Friday nights, more people would rather get a good night's rest at home than to go out and party on the town. Or the majority of the people like to sit home and listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Come on, why can't anybody do a study? I am dying to know. I mean, I see my numbers in Las Vegas, Nevada, and they're great. I gotta tell you, those of you that listen to KDWN, and many of you listen out of California, you guys listen out of San Diego, and you guys listen even up in Oregon and up in Seattle, so I see those local numbers. I see my numbers nationally from Genesis Communications Network, not too shabby. I don't get to see the numbers from XM. So honestly, you know, tell your local news, well, maybe not, just in case the numbers aren't too good, but I would love to go. See, people say, you know what, they'd rather sit home and listen to Dr. Dahlia's show Friday night. But here's the thing, I'm live, what, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time? So most people, they don't get their party started, you know, until 9 o'clock at night. Speaking of party, boy, we say goodbye to Adam Yauch, who was from the Beastie Boys. Remember, we're going to fight for your right to party. I know, I can't sing. I guess they, you know, back in the 80s actually hit the road with Madonna. I mean, these guys have been, they're more than just that song. And anyway, Adam Yauch died today, age 47, of parotid cancer, salivary gland tumor. And salivary gland tumors, those are kind of vicious. Especially the apocrine, you know, the salivary gland makes your saliva. And so when you get a cancer there, it spreads quicker. And I guess he revealed back in 2009 that he was battling cancer. It involved a lymph node. And apparently he lost the battle today, so we say goodbye to him. 47 years old, just too young. I tell you, these kids, too young. And so we spent a significant amount of time talking. By the way, if you ever miss any of the Dr. Dahlia show, don't congratulate each other and pat yourself on the back. Okay, you go to my website, hit the on-demand button, so you can listen to the shows. Okay, because remember, I'm going to give you guys pop quizzes. I quiz you guys all the time. Quizzy guys all the time. So you're going to have to prepare. Listen to the old shows. Anyway, we reviewed parotid tumor, parotid gland tumor. Basically, you know, you start feeling a lump in the side of your cheek. And I was talking about how on my Facebook fan page, I should have under photos, art in medicine and medicine and art, where one of the Rembrandt paintings had, I was going to say photos, Rembrandt didn't use a camera. One of the Rembrandt paintings, you could see his subject look like he had a parotid tumor. You know, I mean, it's take a look at that picture if you can, and I'll double check and I'll make sure it's on my Facebook fan page. But where you see the, it looks like a mass in the middle of his cheek. Those are the parotid gland tumors. Okay, well, anyway, this study today says Friday night people would much rather get a good night's sleep and rest than go out on town. Daily Mail reports on a British survey of 2,000 people conducted by the bed company Dreams. Well, that's a nice name for a bed company. I wish I would have thought that. Finding out that average people get as much as 9 hours sleep on Friday night, with 27% of people reporting that the rest feels good because they know they don't have to wake up early on Saturday. Well, I have to wake up early because I got to do the Dr. Dahlia show on Saturday. I have never had Saturday off in my life. Never. Sundays, yes, but I've never had Saturday off. If I think about, I mean, maybe before I started working, but from high school, college on, I've worked every Saturday. Because, you know, when you wait tables, Saturday's your big money day. But then again, you got a point. You know, if you're doing the night shift, you are sleeping in Saturday morning. But I've always worked Saturdays. You know, people always say, well, Dr. Dahlia, if you're on 5 days a week, why don't you stop your Saturday show? My Saturday show, I can't believe it. The Saturday show, and I'm not saying this to blow smoke up my retroperitoneum, but I never thought the Saturday show would be so popular. You know, AM talk radio, you know, you're up against your FM stations with music. You know, they're you know, people are listening to music and, you know, they're, you know, kind of grooving as a drive-in, you know, and I groove too. You know, so you don't think people are going to listen to talk radio. You know, it's Saturday morning, they're running to get stuff for the Cinco de Mayo party, like I have to do tomorrow. And, you know, they're, you know, so, but unbelievably so, we have been competing pretty darn well with the music stations. Now, I like everybody. I know most of the people at the music stations. So I'm like, oh, dude, sorry. But, I'm amazed by that. And again, I'm not saying that because I want to toot my own horn. It's just I'm kind of surprised. More and more people are listening to talk radio on the weekends. Maybe it's also because they're driving in from L.A. to come to Vegas. I don't know. But we're getting huge numbers on Saturday. I can't stop. You can't. Why would I give up that show? So anyway, Saturdays, I'm always working. But anyway, a lot of people, they say, apparently according to this survey, they said workers experience relief that their week is over and the weekend is about to begin. On Friday night, the only thing most people have to worry about is how they're going to spend their days off. The Irish Sun, the look of the Irish, also reported that Sunday was a worse night for sleep. Well, survey respondents reported that they wake up 3 times a night. Sorry, that's my Irish accent. Sunday night, horrible. Sunday night, I can't stand because you're like, wait a second, my whole weekend I worked. My weekend, I do a lot of paperwork. On my days off, it's my catch-up, so I do all my reports. I do my husband's reports. I look at my kids' reports. I do all the catch-up work I've had to do. And Sunday night, I am so exhausted, and I go, are you kidding me? My work week starts now. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, adults need anywhere from 7 to 9 hours of sleep. You see, that's what Dr. Dahlia says. Let's just say according to Dr. Dahlia. While teens need 8.5 to 9 hours of sleep, and kids need 10 to 11 hours of sleep at night. They do. Put the kids to bed. In fact, if any of your kids are still at bedtime, it's 8:26 now? Bedtime. Go to bed. What was your bedtime? And I should have a 1-877 Doc Dahlia. What was your bedtime growing up? 1-877-DOC-DALI. That's what I don't know. What was your bedtime? Me, my bedtime was 8:30. And that stunk because Dallas was on from 8 to 9. You guys remember that? What was Dallas? CBS? Dukes of Hazzard was 7 to 8. Dallas was 8 to 9. You know, not. I don't know what television shows were on. MacGyver was 8 to 9. So luckily, my mom, Moonlighting on Channel 3, on ABC, Moonlighting was 8 to 9. So I was like, Mom, we really got to renegotiate this. But I was such a straight A student. I'm like, are you kidding me? Really, is a half hour going to change my grades? And I remember my mom talking to my dad going, you know, she's a good student. You know, my father like, whatever she wants to do is good. Whatever she wants to do. But 9 o'clock, I had to get my butt in bed. I mean, commercial, I had to brush my teeth. I had to get into my pajamas, you know, and be ready because as soon as 8:59 hit, the commercial was over. Boom. Into bed. Now, I mean, I my kids go to bed at 11 o'clock. I'm in bed before my kids are. You know, I'll come in there in their rooms, go, what the heck is going on? Oh, Mom, somebody texted me and I had to go on World of Warcraft. I'm like, get to bed. You know, I thought I love you would be the three most common words I tell my children. But the three most common words I yell at my children is get to bed. Now, I'm not going to go into what I really tell them after they don't listen to get to bed. Sometimes it's 5 sentences. Sometimes some of the words begin with a couple consonants that I can't describe on air. Go to sleep. Go the flip to sleep. Sometimes flip. Use flip a lot in my household because I don't like to use foul language in front of the kids, even though sometimes they really make my blood boil. Yeah, you know, I should have done that with Brandon, who wrote from Ocala. Asking, by the way, Brandon, if you're still listening, right, blood pressure, don't have children. Yeah, or if you have children, send them over to the mom's house. Maybe, yeah, if you don't want that blood pressure, I would say that. But anyway, you got to get your kids to bed. Okay, anyway, 30% of adults only get 6 or few hours of sleep a night. We talked about that. That's bad. Low sleep puts you at risk for diabetes, puts you at risk for sleep apnea. Well, it can put you at risk for sleep apnea because if you aren't getting sleep, you aren't losing weight. They found you lose weight when you sleep because it overrides the fat gene that some of us have. I'm sure I have it. I see that tushy growing. Boy, every time I hit a decade, I have a new gene size. I can't stand that. I loved my gene size when I was in my 20s. All right, so anyway, guys, they say Friday night is the best night to sleep. Don't go to sleep till after the Dr. Dahlia show. But I want to hear from you, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, anything you want to talk about.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety, too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINDAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Show. Did you miss me? Did you miss me? All right, boy, we got a lot to talk about. All right, let me see. What do I want to do here? Viagra effect from a daily glass of pomegranate juice. Isn't the pomegranate juice, isn't pomegranate supposed to be the fruit of love? Yeah. They say men and women who drink a daily glass of the fruit juice for a fortnight, which is 2 weeks, experience a surge in the hormone testosterone, which increases sexual desire in both genders. Ah, testosterone, that's how it works. Apparently, pomegranates, which are already acclaimed as a superfood, will be welcome among those who need a natural aphrodisiac. The study by researchers from Queen Margaret University in Edinburgh involved 48 volunteers aged between 21 and 64. By the end of the fortnight, both sexes had seen significantly increased testosterone levels. For men, sorry, I just love the British accent. My husband does too, the GPS. He loves the lady on the GPS more than his wife. For men, this affects traits such as facial hair, a deep voice, and greater sexual urges. It is also produced in female adrenal glands and ovaries, testosterone raising a woman's sex drive, and strengthening bones and muscles. Around. As a side effect, increased testosterone can help raise mood and memory, and even relieve stress, such as pre-match nerves or stage fright. Isn't pomegranate juice expensive? I don't even know where to buy pomegranate juice. Is that at the store? I suppose I could buy pomegranates and squeeze those, but then you got the seeds. Previous research on pomegranate juice has found it's full of antioxidants, which can help ward off heart disease and help blood circulation. They think it could also fight forms of cancer, alleviate symptoms of osteoarthritis, and cure stomach upsets and even conjunctivitis. Really? Conjunctivitis? Eye? Like pink eye? The Edinburgh Research measured testosterone levels, blood pressure, and 11 emotions of fear, sadness, guilt, shyness, and self-assurance. Testosterone levels increased between 16% and 30% among the subjects. Blood pressure plummeted. Maybe I need this when I'm PMSing. Ooh, I told Donovan we got to watch out for next week. Ooh, it's going to be a rough one. You know what? Maybe it's not next week. I have no idea what my cycle is. Donovan and I are going to have to review it on break. I'll see if Donovan has my calendar here. I'll figure it out. I used to have my menstrual cycle calendar at work, and we put it up at work, and then the other nurses thought that would be a good idea. They'll put up theirs. And it was all over the place, and then all of a sudden, we all started to coalesce. You know how when you live with somebody, your roommate and you start to share the same period? And my husband walked in one day and said, oh, my gosh, I have got to leave this week. So it just kind of fell by the wayside because I'm like, I don't want my husband blaming, you know, and me being grumpy on my period. I don't want him to know. And I can hide it really well from him. I can hide my period really well. You know, I just pretend I have a headache, you know, don't have one, you know, and I can hide it really well. But there was no way I was going to let my husband have an excuse that we women being menstruating was the reason why we were giving him a hard time. We were giving him a hard time because my husband deserved to have a hard time. So anyway, I don't know where the point I was going with that, but I know my studio chair isn't going to be happy, but that's all another story. Okay, let's move on. 1 in 3 Americans would fail a citizenship test. We were talking about this earlier. This is very interesting. They say a survey was found that around 1/3 of U.S. citizens would fail the country's citizenship test. The study was conducted by the Center for the Study of the American Dream at Xavier University in Cincinnati, Ohio, and found that about 35% would fail the civics portion of the test given to those applying for U.S. citizenship. However, 97% of immigrants pass. What they did is they took 1,000 Americans over the age of 18, asked them 10 random questions from the civics test, which asked about U.S. history and government topics. These are the questions that a third couldn't answer. Okay? The House of Representatives has how many voting members? We elect a president for how many years? So basically, what is the presidential term? Now, I know many of us are thinking that President Obama has been in there forever. But 4 years, people. What is the name of the president of the United States now? Some people didn't even know. 1/3 of our country had no idea. We're talking 1/3 of adults had no idea who the president of the United States is. Okay. Now, it could be suppression, but still. If the president can no longer serve, who becomes president? Right? I'm sure many of them were like, Pelosi. No, Biden. Biden's the vice president. What is the highest court in the United States? 1/3 of people had no idea it was the Supreme Court. What do we show loyalty to when we say the Pledge of Allegiance, really? These people have been saying the Pledge of Allegiance in their classrooms how long? Americans could not answer this. Who lived in America before the Europeans arrived? When was the Declaration of Independence adopted? There were 13 original states named three, just three of them. Just three. What territory did the United States buy from France in 1803? So anyway, most of the people trying to answer the questions could not get, all right, differences between the functions of government, power distributed between federal and state governments. For those who are joining us, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. 75% of people taking this test did not know what the judicial branch does. They had no idea. Now, I know many of us, you know, we don't really follow the Supreme Court. We've been following this year because of the Affordable Health Care Act and because of the Arizona immigration law. But most people think they just sit there and wear their black robes, you know, and smile for the picture and have a lifelong job. Nobody could ever fire them. You know, they just get to sit there until they retire themselves. So people just don't know. All right. They said 71% could not name the U.S. Constitution as the law of the land. I don't know what the heck they thought it was. Furthermore, 57% could not define what an amendment was. Another study found that 60% of Americans believe that being able to pass the government portion of the exam is a prerequisite for a high school diploma. Now, for the immigrants, they do have to, there's an English test and a civics test. 97% of the immigrants applying for U.S. citizenship had passed. You know? Honestly, we as Americans, they're making a joke of us. This was written in Daily Online. They're talking about us in other countries, people. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Jamie calling from Kentucky. Jamie, what's going on?
You've been talking about being a citizen and all that.
Yeah.
Well, I've been looking at, have you ever heard of Black Law's Dictionary?
I can't hear you. You're cutting out. What?
Have you ever heard of Black Law's Dictionary?
No.
Well, it's in all the courts and stuff, you know, in their offices or in the libraries.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's got a meaning to a lot of words that woke me up. You know, on here, like GCN, they talk about New World Order and stuff. You ever heard about that?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, it deals in with that. The court system is all corrupt and stuff, and I know about maritime law and all that.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You know about that?
Yep.
Well, when you step up there, like go past them gates, your butt's the judges. But if you don't go past them gates and claim common law and jurisdiction, hey, you mentioned something about the Constitution. It ought to tell you right there they're a bunch of crooks. Because they say overruled, or we're going to find you in contempt.
I tell you, JV, God bless you. Thank you for calling. I don't blame you for being frustrated. I got to tell you, I don't blame you for being frustrated. I mean, when you see these politicians interpret the Constitution the way they want to interpret it, yeah, you're like, wait a second, that's not what this was designed for. I'm very frustrated. So I can hear you being frustrated. But, like you were talking about the gates. I mean, when it's our time to leave this earth and we're being judged, you know, you live your life as good as you can be so you have no regrets. No regrets. And you live it right and you live it as a good person. All right. I like you, Jamie. Don't go away. We got more coming up on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. Plant Skid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use Plant Skid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. Plant Skid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no foul odor, and can be smoked almost anywhere. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 5 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 7 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I'm going to tell you, these people right now wish they had the rocket pneumonia or the boogie woogie flu, because 14 people in at least 9 states have been sickened by salmonella, but not after just eating a yummy meal at a restaurant, after handling tainted dog food from a South Carolina plant that a few years ago produced food contaminated by toxic mold that killed dozens of dogs. Do you guys remember that? Dogs were dying from the canned food. And I think it was canned food. At least 5 people were hospitalized because of the dog food, which was made by Diamond Pet Foods at its plant at Gaston, South Carolina. The federal's CDC and prevention said, they said no pets were sickened. They said people who became ill, apparently they had fed their pets Diamond Pet Foods. See, I gotta admit, when you look at epidemiology, that's gotta be one of the coolest sciences, where you have a whole bunch of people that are sick, and then they try to figure out, well, if all these people had salmonella, why? Well, where did you go eat? Okay, well, different restaurants. What did you eat with? What type of utensils? What type of meat was it? And how they narrowed it down to they all, what pet food you were giving your pets. That's pretty incredible. You see, now that's probably top on people's list. Okay, you have a bunch of people, you know, in different states that they'll probably like, all right, pet, you know, they'll probably now think about it. But that's kind of fascinating how they go from, okay, well, was it a meal at a restaurant to you all fed your, you know, dogs pet food from Diamond Pet Food Company. And again, it's only 14, but still pretty significant. They said 3 people were infected in Missouri and North Carolina, 2 people in Ohio, 1 person each in Alabama, Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. Whoa. But this is why it's so important for doctors to report if somebody has salmonella. You know, people get to, every time we have somebody poop out some sort of parasite, we make sure we contact the health department. So anyway, people could get salmonella from handling infected dog food and then not washing their hands before eating or handling their own food. The South Carolina plant temporarily was shut down April 8th. Diamond Pet Foods has issued 4 rounds of recalls for food made at the plant located outside of Columbia, South Carolina between December 9th and April 7th. The latest recalls were announced Friday. I better check our dog food. See, I wonder what brands does Diamond Pet Foods do? I don't know if this article tells us. Huh. 2005, a toxic mold called aflatoxin ended up in food made at the same plant in South Carolina, and dozens of dogs died. The company offered a $3.1 million settlement. Well, that doesn't replace our babies. The FDA determined the deadly fungus got into the plant when it failed to test 12 shipments of corn. Oh, that's a rough one. Agricultural officials in Michigan found the strain of salmonella during routine tests in a dog food. Wow. See, so looks like it wasn't that various people were sick. Somebody randomly tested the dog food. Good for them. Then they were like, whoa, well, has anybody gotten sick from salmonella? And then they found that's how they did it. An ill person still had some of the food. The authorities, I wonder if anybody ate the food. Here we go. Here we go. I got the brands. The recall covers a number of pet food brands from the Gaston plant, including Canidae, Natural Balance, Apex, Kirkland, Chicken Soup for the Pet Lover's Soul, Country Value, Diamond, Diamond Naturals, Premium Edge Professional, and 4 Health and Taste of the Wild. All right, if you guys need more information, go to the CDC website or the Diamond Foods website. Kind of interesting stuff. Okay, huh. All right, what else is going on? Looks like Asian children are having some difficulty having nearsighted vision, but almost 90% of these kids are leaving school needing glasses. They say because they're not outside and they're studying so intensively. Now, what I didn't know is, and I mean, I did know this. I just forgot what I learned in medical school. I'm getting old. Sunlight. And sunlight works with the retina. And apparently sunlight helps prevent myopia. I did not know that. It increases the level of dopamine in the retina, and it seems to prevent elongation of the eyeball. Elongation of what causes the myopia. You get a change in the way your cornea, your cornea sits on your eye, and sometimes even the eyeball itself. That's very interesting. And so these kids, they don't play outside because they're standing all the time. So we're seeing a rise in myopia. Very interesting. We're also seeing, looks like, American deaths abroad. Suicide is the 4th leading cause now. Is this crazy? They say more than 125 American suicides abroad are reported annually to the State Department. There is no public profile of most who commit this act. The State Department will not provide victim information such as name, age, gender. What is going on abroad? What is going on? They say of more than 33,000 suicides annually, males represent 79% of all suicides. Suicide rates are highest among those 75 and older. Really? USA Today spent 2 months investigating suicide abroad, looking at 10 years of State Department data, searching newspapers throughout the world, reviewing thousands of studies in pre-professional journals, and interviewing psychologists, sociologists, travel medicine experts, etc. USA Today's analysis show only the date and city where the suicide occurred found that a suicide abroad is reported an average of every 2 to 3 days. They aren't telling us if they're military or not. But still, if they're saying many of them are older, that's pretty scary stuff. All right, let's move on. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DocDahlia. Vogue pledges to only use healthy-looking models. Vogue will no longer use models, the fashion magazine, who appear to have an eating disorder, or models under the age of 16. Darn, I thought I'd have a job. Oh, well. This was a pact made by the editors of the 19 international editions. They want the magazines to reflect their commitment to the health of the models who appear on the pages and the well-being. Okay, well, that's very, very nice. What else is going on here? These are some headlines. Federal funding for Oregon Preventative Health Program is going to give $1.9 billion over 5 years to help Oregon launch a new health care plan to promote preventative care. Obama administration is going to do this. State officials say the program could save $11 billion in state and federal health spending, using this approach to save Medicaid billions of dollars by reducing duplicity of treatments and preventable hospitalizations. Okay, that's interesting. What all the other states get? If the other 50 states adopt similar programs, they say that if all 50 states, I shouldn't say the other for nine, but you got Puerto Rico also. If all 50 states adopted similar programs, the government, they say, could save $1.5 trillion over the next 10 years. Also in the news, they said if you live in an area with tornadoes, maybe put on a helmet. All right, but if you put on a helmet, that doesn't mean you get to stand outside. The CDC says wearing a helmet during a tornado is okay, but you still need to find shelter. They say head trauma is common among people who die or suffer serious injuries in tornadoes. All right, you know, makes some sense. You know, we're supposed to wear helmets where we ride a bike, motorcycle helmets. Why not? They say the CDC said, though, if you do decide to wear a helmet, you need to make sure that looking for it won't delay you from getting to a basement or other types of shelter, and that you still have your vision. Some of these helmets can, you know, prevent really good vision. You want to know where the heck to go. All right. Now, this is really cool. They have electronic implants that can restore men's vision. Two men, British men, who were previously totally blind because they had retinitis pigmentosa, which destroys the retina. We've talked about this before on air. Apparently, these implants now have 1,500 tiny electronic light detectors that can fit behind the retina, sending signals to the optic nerve. I think we talked about this a couple days ago. Now, Chris James and Robin Millar are able to detect light and locate objects on a dark background as the devices are activated. These guys are pretty happy. I think it's amazing. If we could do this, these microchip type bionic Star Trek type things to help the blind see, that's amazing. Finally, San Francisco VA Medical Center had a researcher, 25-year-old, who died after he acquired a meningococcal infection. The man's name has not been released, but he developed headache, fever, chills about 2 hours after he left the lab as he was helping to develop a vaccine. He was working on a vaccine and ends up dying from the disease. I'm a huge fan of the meningitis vaccine, especially if you're working around it. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Listen in tomorrow, 10 a.m. And a big thanks to Donovan and Genesis Communications Network. And a big thanks to you. You all be safe.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.